He even specified the colours to harmonise with it. It was all very carefully done and thought out. I am not saying that The Burne Jones is a masterpiece in its own right, though I am not saying it's not. I am saying that it is suitable, it is appropriate, it is meant. The Giacometti, for all its vaunted excellence as a triumphant piece of modernism, is not. Drew did not immediately reply, because he was hoping that the other fellows at the meeting would come to his aid. They failed him. The silence became embarrassing. Drew looked towards Bigby, who, as chaplain, was chiefly concerned after all. Bigby, a soft, plump little man who liked to play the diplomat on these occasions, searched his mind for a solution. "If I might offer a compromise," he said eventually, "why not put the crucifixion in the ante-chapel, like the Lazarus by Epstein in New College Chapel?" "No, no, that's quite out of the question," said Drew, cutting in over what he suspected might be a rising tide of approval. "Sir Bromley Larson wouldn't have that. It would be an insult to his incredibly generous benefaction." Drew had been hoping that he wouldn't have to mention Sir Bromley Larson, but he was his trump card. Larson of Larson International Pharmaceuticals had made large financial donations to his old college and was now proposing to give it the most prized item in his renowned art collection. The Tate would have...